Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is February the 28th, 2020. And, you know, it's not the last day of February this year. Hope you're having a good week. And it's hard to believe that we're at the end of another week. And as I was thinking about this, I was just, how is your discipleship? Are you noticing a growth in your walk with Christ? You know, I trust that you are. I'm glad that you have chosen to include me in your daily walk with Christ. He is worthy to be followed. He is the one who gave his life so that we might live. So he is worthy to be followed. Today I want to revisit the passage that I discussed yesterday, found in James chapter number 5, verses 7 and 8. Let's read. Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And so, as I was preparing yesterday's devotion, I thought about that husbandman waiting. You know, a husbandman does wait patiently on his harvest. We discussed yesterday how his waiting is not an idle waiting, but a working waiting. And this caused me to just think about the waiting of the husbandman. You know, I love to do a little gardening, but you know what my favorite part of gardening is? I love to watch stuff grow. After I've tilled the ground and planted the seeds, I'm so anxious for the seed to break through the ground. Often the day after I plant, I go to the garden to look for growth. Now, I know it's not going to be there, but I go anyway. I'm just so excited. Then, as that sprout pops through the ground, man, I am so excited to watch that grow. The whole process of watching that plant grow is so enjoyable. Of course, I love eating fresh green beans and bell peppers, and I really love growing cucumbers. My wife, Kimberly, loves cucumbers, and I love it when that first cucumber gets just a few inches long, and I can bring that first one to her, and I can go, here you go, this is the first one of the year, and she loves it so much. It's just always, you know, it just really brings me joy to be able to share them, the cucumbers, and be able to take them to church and wherever. You know, my point is this, the husbandman gets joy out of watching the growth of his labor. He's put in the labor, he's seeing the growth, and he's going to have a harvest, and that brings joy to his heart. Now let's think about that in spiritual terms. Let's think about our spiritual labor. Recognizing the growth of your spiritual labor is also important. Just like the husbandman watches for the growth of the seed which he has planted, we should be looking for the growth of our spiritual labor. You know, I don't know if we really look for growth along the way. We know that we will be rewarded one day, but do we really look for the growth in our spiritual growth as we are continuing our labor? We should be looking for signs of growth throughout the process of our spiritual maturity. Sometimes maybe we miss the joys of labor because we are only waiting on the end of the harvest. Maybe we even wonder if there will be a spiritual harvest. Does the husbandman do that? I think I described how he doesn't do that. He looks for signs of growth throughout the growing process. He looks for the sprouts, the growth of the foliage, the appearance of the bloom. All of these are signs of a future harvest. If he doesn't see these, he's going to become concerned, and he's going to take action to maybe help his plants grow. Now, all of those things that the husbandman sees in the process, the sprout, the foliage, the bloom, all of those, the appearance of all of those, is a source of joy for the husbandman. He can think about the harvest that's going to come, And the final harvest is not the only source of joy. The growing process is too. So today, maybe we all need to look for the growth of the spiritual seed which we have sown. So where might we have seen some spiritual growth in the seed sown? Maybe you have sown seeds in your devotional life, and you can see how your devotional life is becoming more important to you. Maybe you have sown the spiritual seed of reading the scripture, and so you're reading daily. Maybe even watching these videos is a source of spiritual growth. Maybe you can see a growth in your sanctification. You're putting off the old man. You're putting off sin. And you're putting on the new man. You're putting on Christ. You're putting on righteousness. You can see righteous deeds growing in your life. Maybe you're sharing your faith or increasing your prayer life. There are many ways where we can recognize spiritual growth, and each one of those that I described for you are ways, and there may be many more. But today, I want you to think about your own life. I want you to look for ways that God is working in your life. Let the process which God is working in you bring you joy. Don't just look for the harvest at the end, but recognize the growth along the way. And when you recognize that growth along the way, that will be a source of joy for you as you walk with Christ. It'll be sort of a spiritual affirmation that you'll receive as you walk with Christ. Let's pray. Lord, today we're thankful for the process of discipleship. Lord, we are thankful for the work that we know you're doing in your people. I pray, Lord, that today you would give your people insight into the work you are doing in their life. I pray this insight would be a source of joy for them. Help them to see the work you are doing in them and through them. I pray they will find joy as they see how you are using their labor to accomplish your purpose in this life and the lives of others. Thank you today for what you are doing through us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Trust you've had a good week. And until Monday, this is Pastor Mark signing off.